you know, you take that third week, and that's where your starters are going to play, you know, the bulk of your starters. I would say this, that not everything would be set in stone after the third week. There's still going to be, as you mentioned, there's going to be injury that happens. There's going to be some rotation there, but you'd like to have that ironed out, you know, pretty soon.
If Houston or whoever you play during the season shows that same blitz that they caused the pick the other night, is Mitch Morse going to be ready for that one? I mean, is that?
Oh, there's no question in my mind. We see it from our defense every day, so it's he understands it. I mean, it's a reaction play, and he knows what he did, and you know that play is fixed and corrected, and we move on.
How good do you feel about that offensive line being ready to go?
Good. I mean, really good. I mean, there's some good things. There's some thing. I mean, obviously there's some combinations now. There's some injury and things like that, but you know when those pieces are together and when those guys get all the reps, there's some good up there, and you're seeing that as we go each day. You're seeing that offensive line sort of come together and gel and you know, doing a nice job.
Who do you feel best about? What five guys are you best? Because Andy always talks about best five.
I mean, I'm not going to give you names, but, you know, we're in that experimental phase. You can see the rotation that we're doing out there, you know, and I don't think you can actually say these are your five. It's going to be whoever the best five are, and you know, those guys are working hard right now, and you know, we look forward to opening day, and whoever we put out on the field is going to be the best five.